Welcome to this session. We are talking today about open source collaboration tools for Alfresco, how to improve the online editing experience by using the Alfresco as document repository and some other known open source services for the collaborative editing online. My name is Angel Borroy. I'm developer evangelist in Highland. That is the company that is producing Alfresco today. And I hope you enjoy this session. Let's move with the agenda for today. On the first part, we are going to review what Alfresco does. So the main features as Alfresco as CSP, and we are going also over this topic later. And the second part will be focused on the default applications provided by Alfresco and the integration API, so you can understand what the integrations we are going to explore later are adding to the product. And after that, we are going to focus on the online editing collaboration tools that we are testing today, mainly LibreOffice, Collabora Online, and OnlyOffice. So we are going to see some live demos on how to integrate this with Alfresco and how to use that with the Alfresco applications. And finally, some recap, some thoughts about the future and about these integrations we are going to explore. So let's move to the first topic, Alfresco as CSP. So the content service platform is a term that was coined by Gartner back in 2014. And mainly what that means is that it's a set of services, APIs and repositories that are working with content types, that are working with documents, and that are helping to classify and to manage all these documents. On the last year, this topic was named as ECM, Enterprise Content Management, but in these days, this term, this content service platform, is the most used in order to classify this kind of platforms like Alfresco. Remember also that Alfresco is an open source product. The main license is LGPL version 3, so you may copy, distribute, and modify the software, and you need to provide also source code if you are extending the Alfresco. As it happens in the modules, in the add-ons we are going to see later. We are open to the community, so you have all the source code available in the Alfresco GitHub account. We have also a Maven repository, because mainly this is developed with Java, so you have this also this open Maven repository. You can get in touch with the community in the Alfresco Hub, hub.alfresco.com. And there is also the official documentation available that you can also contribute to improve that. And we have also some chatting channels like the Alfresco Discord channel. So we are open to you. Yes, reach us if you have some thought of if you want just to improve the experience with the Alfresco open source product. So let's start reviewing what are the features provided by Alfresco and by mainly all the other content service platform. So this is like a classical flow of document management inside a content service platform. So you start with the ingestion of the document. So you need to put the documents on the repository. And in this step, you can apply some OCR transformation and classification operations. And once we have the document inside the repository, then we need to classify that by using content models describing the properties, the metadata associated to a document. We need also, we are providing also the searching by using this metadata, these properties, these values, and also the content of the documents. We can also transform the documents, yes, changing the MIME type or for some enrichment of the metadata or the content. And we can also provide some automation, some workflow for the rules in order to work with the document, to transform the document or to move the document between different users. And finally, it's the collaboration, it's the review, the co-authoring, the online editing, and so on process that happens between the users on the same document. And for that, we have like a simple integration with Office and Google Docs that we are going to see later. So let's move on the ingestion process. So the ingestion process mainly is just getting a document that can be rotated, that can be grained, and we can apply some processes like OCR or transformation in order to get something more clear, in order to get the test of the document and the right quality, so we can classify the document. In this case, we are extracting the metadata, the type of the contract, the name, the taker, provider address, some metadata, and also the content of the document. And with that, we have the document inside the Alfresco repository. If we move to the content model, so the content model is something that is used in order to describe every document, in order to classify the document with different metadata. So in this case, we are using a type that can be a list of a string, the name of the document, taker, that is the name of the taker, and provider also can be a list of different strings. We can apply a regular expression in order to validate the input, the postal code, and the content. And with that definition, we are providing UI form for the users in order to change the properties, the values of the properties, or in order to verify that is extracted in the right way. We can upload the document also manually, and something that we are also providing is the versioning for the content and for the metadata, so you can understand the different changes that are happening on a document. If we move to the searching part, in Alfresco, we are providing three different search syntaxes. So the first one should be like free. So you can use a term in order to get the information from metadata and content. You can use FTS. FTS is the Alfresco syntax. So you can just combine your terms with some properties, with the value of some properties. So in this case, like the type contract. And finally, we have the standard CMIS. That is something related with SQL. It's like the SQL syntax, and also allows you to create some filters and some conditions on your documents. So with that, we are providing facets, and we are providing also the results from your searching type, and you can just connect with your documents. For this process, we are also applying permissions. So every user, every document is associated to user or groups, to some authorities, so we are applying also that to your searching capabilities. Another service provided is the transform service. So for this transform service, we can create some renditions. For instance, a thumbnail of one document, or we can start some pages. We can also apply NLP to extract or to recognize some information that is on the document. And finally, we can apply also some transformations to the main type. So finally, you got like different versions of the input of the initial document. If we move to the automation, we have, for instance, these folder rules that are able to classify the document according to different criteria. So for instance, for every document of type contract, you have to start the approval workflow. And the approval workflow is something that also is provided by the Alfresco repository, and that is relying in the activity engine, that is a BPMN engine. So we can define a workflow for the document, and with different steps that are prepared for user interaction or for automation, some process and connection with external services and so on. So these are like the first steps for a document. And once the document is prepared, once we have this document with all the metadata, with the content, with the searching capabilities, then we need to start working with that in many cases. So by default, Alfresco is providing the SharePoint protocol that can be used with Office in order to edit these Office documents. We have also support for Google Docs, so we can copy the document to Google Docs. You can edit the document in Google Docs, and that is coming again back to the repository, to the Alfresco repository. But we have something in the middle that is not covered. That is the online editing the collaboration with an online open source platform. And this is what we are going to see today. This is what we are going to explore in this session. But let's start with the integration mechanisms and the applications that are provided by Alfresco default out of the box. Let's start with that. If we talk about Alfresco applications and integration APIs, just for you to understand how to integrate a solution with Alfresco, we can think of the main user applications that these days are two of them. We have one that is named SER. This web application is like the legacy web application that provides the access to the documents and all the collaboration features, and that is it's built on top of FreeMaker, Dojo Toolkit, and UI. So they are like old technologies, and the development happens in Java. So we are creating Java projects in order to extend this application. On the other hand, we have also the ADF, the Alfresco Development Framework, that it's built on top of Angular. So you have some Angular components, and you can add your Angular components to this UI application. So there are different applications with different SDKs, with different ways of extending. Currently, many users are still using SER, but the new users are using ADF. ACA, that is the Alfresco Content Application, it's one implementation of this ADF. So if you are planning to create something new for the Alfresco ecosystem, then you need to move to the Angular one, right? And if you are supporting still previous deployments of Alfresco, probably you want to create something for SER. For the Alfresco SER, we are talking about Alfresco SER add-ons. So you have on the Alfresco documentation all the instructions in order to create this kind of extension for this application that can be declarative, yes, configuring something of the application, changing some behaviors and default behaviors of the application. You can create something that is programmatic, so you can add new feature, add new functionality to the application, and you can even override default behaviors of the application. So this is very rich, and it's really relying on these Maven projects. So it's a Java project, you add all your modifications, and you deploy that on the SER web application. If we move to the Alfresco UI extension, to the ADF, then this is something different. Then you need to use an Angular project, and you can override or disable extension points. You can change some